Welcome to episode 329 of Fly Away. Here at Outlander Travel, we're passionate about, well, travel. Throughout the years, we've seen many changes to the industry, but one thing has stayed the same, is the urge to explore our world and make the connections that can only be made through experience. My name is Dawn, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Elizabeth, Sandy, Lindsay, and George. When the world shut down in March of 2020 for the global pandemic, few of us truly realized how long that would last. We've adapted. Some of us have picked up new habits like puzzles. Some of us have learned to cook new things. Some of us have focused on family game nights. One trend that we hope sticks around is working from home. It turns out that a lot of jobs can be adapted to this, and even though we may be anxious to get back in the office, it looks like remote working will be here to stay in some form or another. That leads nicely to another trend we're loving, working remotely from an awesome location. This week, we want to spark your imagination and talk about some work locations that are sure to change your outlook. So let's get started.
First of all, I want to say that I was working from cool locations before working from cool locations was cool.
Yeah. I think we all were. I think we are. Travel agents are the hipsters.
That's right. We are the cool OG.
We've all done that, yes. None of us travel without our laptops. No.
Yeah. Part of the glamour of being a travel agent.
Yes. That being said, the reverse is kind of oddly true, that during this pandemic, we could travel and not have to work as much.
When we could travel.
True.
Saddest thing ever. So I got to tell you, the top of my mind, like when you talk about this, I was reading this, I'm like, where would I want to, go work in Maldives.
I didn't put that one in the notes. Sorry.
I was going to say, we didn't look that up.
No.
So first of all, you have to pick a place where you can go. Like, I would like to work from London for a few weeks, which technically you could, because you have to quarantine for 2 weeks, right? So get a place to stay for 2 weeks, work, right? Mm-hmm. And then you can sightsee.
So a lot of the big hotel chains do have programs set up for this. And so a lot of big cities are, you know, that you can do this in a lot of big cities. Like you said, Elizabeth, I'm not sure what the criteria is right now if you wanted to go to the UK. I know they're pretty shut down right now, but
right now I think it's very shut down. Yeah, as we record this, but you know, by the time this airs, it could be totally different. So as you're listening to this, please know we're giving you the best information as of today, which is not your today, it's our today. So
it could change. Yes. But yeah, I mean, well, hotels have been doing this for years. You could get monthly rates, but most people didn't know about it and didn't take advantage of it because, hey, you had to go to work. And now you can take it with you.
Another thing they've been doing for a long time that they are doing with this, but just kind of advertising it as a COVID thing, is the day pass, which is kind of interesting to me that you might go to do an office for a day at a Hyatt, you know, mm-hmm. or a Marriott day pass or something like that. But I know there's hotels that let you do this. Say you're going somewhere and you have a late flight and you need something to do that whole day. You know, you could book a day pass and use their amenities at the hotel.
If your whole family is home doing homeschooling, I could see that being important to get out of your house and go somewhere to have a quiet office space to.
Well, and people ask me all the time because I actually rent office space, but I have a job where I theoretically could work from home all the time. And they're like, why don't you do that? Like, I dream of working from home. I'm like, be careful what you wish for. It's not always that great. And so it is really nice to have some place to go where my kids don't put all their stuff down on my desk, or I actually know if there is printer paper because the kids didn't abscond with all of it. You know, it's sort of one of those, and it's quiet. You know, even honestly,
an ergonomic office chair.
Yeah. My kids love it that I go somewhere else because I'm on the phone a lot and they're like, it's really loud and I'm trying to listen to my English class and you're yapping on the phone. So yeah. Working from home is not.
And just for the record, as of this recording, I can go do this in the Maldives if I could afford it.
But what's great about it is that it's a great incentive for your children to get their schoolwork done quickly. hey, you know, you can go, we can just walk down to the beach because, you know, we're staying at a beach hotel and, you know, you can go swimming if you get your schoolwork done. If you don't get it done, the longer we're going to sit in this hotel room until you get it done.
And that will not be fun for you.
That's right.
Technically, but I'm the parent, so I have to do this. Yeah. Yeah. And that's actually something that, I mean, it's not just work from a resort. It's school from a resort. If you're still in remote learning, you can do that from anywhere. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So that, like, for example, Hyatt is doing office for a day, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. You get your premium Wi-Fi, dining and parking discounts, access to the gym, which, you know, if you don't belong to a gym, that's kind of a perk. Pool, spa, more, you know, it's pretty cool. And they have, I mean, pretty much any city has a Hyatt, you know, so it's one of those cool things. They do an extended stay, which is 5 nights or more. They're doing this through September of 2021. So they have resort amenities, they have productive workspace packages are available for stays of 5 nights or more. Waived resort fees, things like that. And they have Arizona, Aruba, Costa Rica, Colorado. So lots of good options there.
British Virgin Islands. I'm looking at all the ones that are currently open right now. French Polynesia, Dominican Republic.
And the Hyatt? Are you looking at the Hyatt? So, and then the Great Relocate is for stays of 21 or 29 plus nights, and that's through December of 2021. So
that would sure give you a lot of those perks for the hotel, you know.
Yeah.
Well, and it's so interesting because people talk about this, like, there before COVID happened, there were all these companies that were like, work remote for a year, and they would set you up in like a month at a time in all these different places. And people were sort of doing this anyway. And this is the perfect opportunity because now the hotels are hurting for business. So you're getting a better price. You don't have to stay in an Airbnb or a hostel in order to do this. You get to stay in a world-class resort. Yeah. And
if it's all inclusive, all your meals are included too.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. You don't have to do dishes, and like, it's like, it turns what's happening right now into a vacation completely.
And I will say, I think hotels have really stepped up and their COVID protocols are good. You know, I think they're doing a lot of stuff that's very safe.
They have to. I mean, I think it's interesting because we have all encountered people who are like, oh, I would feel more comfortable with a home rental than a hotel. And I understand that that's about number of people. Like, if I have a whole house to myself, but you have no idea who stayed there before you and who cleaned it. For a hotel chain, you know, the news will be all about, oh, Hilton has had 45 outbreaks from this one hotel. So Hilton has to make sure that they are keeping things clean, 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 clean. Whereas Airbnb, it's like, you know,
there's no regulation.
Rental home in the mountains of Virginia. Nobody cares. Like, that's never going to hit the news, and you could be the one who suffers from it. So it's sort of that, like, you're going to a, like, environmentally controlled apartment, if you will. Like, you know that it's been taken care of because they want to make sure you're safe.
It falls under that umbrella of no regulation at all, just like with the fire code and the safety code and everything else. It's just not predictable. And right now, like you said, Elizabeth, the pricing is so good at hotels that it's, why pay more to have less service?
Well, and for Marriott, you know, they have their Bonvoy, which is their program for their, help me out. What is the word when you go? Yeah. Their
loyalty. Program.
Thank you. So they have a day pass, and then their stay pass is it's like a day pass for work with an overnight stay, and you can check in at 6 a.m. That's kind of amazing. At a hotel. So, I mean, you know, you could let your kids swim depending on how old your kids are and stuff. You know, like, there's some really nice Marriotts out there, you know. Mm-hmm. And then there's the Play Pass, which is, you know, you're also getting away. It's like you're like what we do. We're in a really awesome location. We have to get some work done, but then we can play too. So, you guys could live like us.
I don't know about you. I work all the time, so I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, I get to play a little bit when I'm on the trip. I mean, let's be real.
But that is true. And there are Marriotts everywhere, and there are all levels of Marriott. So again, you know, everything from a Courtyard to a JW, you could really play this up. So, and you can do this in your own city. So, you know, there's a Marriott in downtown Raleigh. I could go stay there for a couple of nights and work just to see a different four walls than what I've been seeing for a year. You don't have to go far.
A little staycation.
I'm starting to call it, I think we're going to see a lot of stresscations. Stress. We should do a whole episode on that. Like where people are going.
I mean, honestly, hotels always feel so much cleaner than my house anyway. So
anybody who has a dog has that.
Yeah. and add a cat to it. And then just the
quiet. Like, who wouldn't pay for just the peace and quiet?
My husband would pay. Like, if he could have his own little, like, he talks all the time about putting a shed in the backyard that's just his little man cave. You know, he wants a tiny house back there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, Sandy, you put Hilton on here, but you also put Miami. What's up with Miami?
So, Miami actually has several hotels. I mean, if you go to the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau site, they have, they've listed it all out, like tons of hotels that are doing this. One of the really cool ones that I saw was there's several Ritz-Carltons, but there's some of them that are doing like virtual academies for kids, which is really cool. It includes a kitchen pantry. You get your included choice of breakfast, lunch, or snack, and you get a Healthy Start breakfast basket with cereal, fruit, and bagels, and a brown bag lunch, a snack attack, you know, so they take care of you all day. And then in the academy part, you can learn to grow your own vegetables from your refrigerator. That's cool.
I always call that mold.
That's a science.
Realize mold is a vegetable.
They have like yoga classes, meditation classes, taking a walk on the beach and learning about endangered sea turtles, things like that. I mean, if you think about
what's the age,
I don't know if you guys know anybody who's ever homeschooled, but when you're homeschooling, you can get really creative about what kind of lessons you want to do, you know? So I think this is kind of an extension of that, of kind of learning everywhere in your world, there's stuff to learn. So it looks like they're really taking it to the next level.
I believe the Club Med is also doing that. They're also having instructors that basically come in and do some of that virtual or some of that learning as well.
Which one, Donna?
Club Med.
Oh, yeah. That's an all-inclusive. So,
yes.
Yeah. So that's it even better.
Well, and so back to Miami, that's actually a lot of Miami hotels will let you bring your pet. Mm-hmm. So the whole family can have a little staycation. So, yeah, you literally just bring your family unit to a different location.
Oh, Lilybell would love that. I gotta figure out how to get her down there. I will say this checks a whole lot of boxes for me as far as that fantasy of living in a resort for like an entire month.
Well, and that's the cool thing. So if you don't want to stay domestic and you're willing to go to the country, so as we record this, there's a CDC guideline where you have to be tested within 3 days of coming home. And a lot of people are worried that they'll get stuck somewhere. Well, what if you are working somewhere else? So you say, I'm going to spend 2 weeks at the Royalton in Mexico. And let's say that despite the fact that you've been working in your room, you somehow test positive, which you probably won't, but let's say you do, you stay there another 2 weeks working. You have all your stuff. You went down there with the idea of working remotely. Yeah.
Yeah. You're hopefully not too sick that you can't still work,
right?
You know, yeah,
right. And this is, I mean, certainly we're taking this with a little bit more of a casual approach, but if you go down there to work and you're really staying in your room most of the time working, or you're staying by yourself on a lounge chair somewhere working, the likelihood of you contracting the virus is low. So, but if you do test positive, a lot of these resorts are offering on-site quarantine for up to 2 weeks. It varies, your mileage may vary depending on the resort. You already have your laptop there. You're stuck in your room. I mean, it feels like my life every day, except with room service.
Yeah.
You know, instead of me having to go down to the kitchen to make something, I would have somebody bring something to me. But you have your laptop, you have your high-speed Wi-Fi, you have a beautiful view out of your balcony or out of your window.
And it's warm.
And it's warm. Yeah. And it's not the same four walls you've been looking at for a year now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, sort of when you're trying to calculate that risk, which is a valid one. If I leave the country, can I get back in? Well, if you're ready to work while you're there, maybe you'll be okay.
I mean, if you're in a position where you work remotely and you don't even have to take vacation to go do this kind of trip, you know, you can still keep doing what you're doing. You're just in a tropical location. So it's kind of.
Well, and a lot of people right now, I mean, it may be that your job wasn't like that.
Well, but your job is like could be.
Right now. Yes, exactly. So now you have that opportunity where you're like, oh, I never could go to Mexico and just work for 2 weeks because my job wouldn't let me. I'd have to be in the office. Well, right now your job doesn't want you in the office. Yeah. That's you're working from a location. And frankly, your job doesn't have to know, you know, a VPN and a Zoom background and nobody knows where you are. So it really could be something. Now, obviously, this can't work for everybody and it is a real risk. And depending on your loved ones and, you know, putting other people at risk, you have to weigh that. But a lot of chains are doing this. So Royalton and Charisma are doing it. I think Playa is still doing it. There's plenty of brands that are not only offering free testing so that you can come back, but offering these extended stays so that you can work and play from someplace other than your house.
Yeah. And I know people who are, you know, they always went into an office, but maybe didn't have to, and now they're not allowed to, and they're going stir crazy at home. Mm-hmm. I know several people like that.
Doing crazy things.
So many people have told me, oh, you work from home. How lucky you are. Why would you want an office?
No, because you want to see people.
Well, sometimes it's honestly nice to have a routine where, you know, get up in the morning, watch the news, get dressed, go to the office. And there's something to be said for that, because honestly, when working from home, which I do, you know, some days I don't even get dressed, you know.
Yeah, guys, I'm switching. I'm to the point now where I'm switching from my daytime pajamas to my nighttime pajamas. I'm not even sure any of my regular clothes fit me anymore at this point. So.
And the funny thing is, we're people who, with the exception of George, who has a real job, we all have been working from home a lot. And I usually get dressed every day, like normally. But during COVID, I can't go anywhere. You know,
I think it's the difference is
ordering delivery for
you still had the chance that you were going to go out and meet a client for lunch or dinner or have a meeting or go networking. And right now we don't have any of that going on. So, one of the other things for me is somebody who is I live on an island, I live in a house in a small town on an island, and I was pretty isolated before COVID happened. But one of the appeals to this is getting to go to a resort, getting to be safer, getting to feel safe, but then have still some social interaction, because a lot of people right now, I think, are, other than your Zoom meetings or your work calls or whatever, are so completely isolated, and it's taking its toll on everybody.
Mm-hmm. But also taking that, like, somebody else is taking care of you, at least in some way, whether it's just bringing you food, which is a huge thing. Or, if you want to go to the spa, or if you just want to soak in the pool for a few minutes, somebody else is sort of taking care of you, which isn't happening in your day-to-day life necessarily. So you don't have to be the one to take care of everything.
And for those of us who aren't Sandy with a swim spa in our backyard, being able to soak in a hot tub or...
Yeah, but I can't run in my hot tub because my whole family gets in it when I get in it. And then they're like, you're splashing us. Quite ready.
Yeah. First world problems.
Yeah, really.
But and many people have done things like that during COVID. They've put in ways to vacation from home. You're trying to make your house more of a vacation. But in the end, you know, just being somewhere else is so recharging. So again, responsibly, you know, we're not saying that going out of the country is perfect for everyone, because you do have to have some flexibility in case something goes wrong. But if you're taking your laptop and you're planning on working while you're gone, it's sort of the ideal situation for being able to travel right now.
So listen to this long-term stay package at one of the Miami Beach resort hotels. So 7 days or more, you get a 30% discount, long stay exclusives. You meet with their executive chef to address your culinary expectations. Private one-on-one kind of experiences tailor-made to your interests, ranging from mixology tutorials, Elizabeth, and our art of pizza making class.
And Lindsay.
And a private art tour of the hotel. I mean, Miami, every hotel we visited in Miami had their own like artist. Oh, so cool. In addition, complimentary rooftop yoga classes. That would be a cool little like addition to your day before you start your day, you know? Complimentary daily American breakfast, complimentary beach amenities that like chairs, towels, beach umbrella, complimentary New York Times digital and print and Wall Street Journal print. I mean, who doesn't hate a paywall when you try to click on it? <New York Times. laughs> Waived resort fee, summer weather for the duration of your stay is complimentary.
I mean, only Miami can promise that.
Sign me up. And that's a 7-night minimum, but they're booking through May and, you know, they're doing stay dates December of 2020. So this is an older thing through May 31st of 2021. So you can still do it for this spring. I know Donna had mentioned they don't want to like take up their summer inventory with long-term extended stays. So you know, it's kind of a spring thing. Some of them are going all the way till the end of this year. So,
well, and some of that is the unknown. It's like, I would rather be sure somebody's staying in that room than nobody. So,
yes. Yeah. So they may extend those dates. Mm-hmm.
But that sounds so cool. I mean,
I know. Sandy, when are we going to go test that out?
I think we should do it. Let's do it. Yeah.
I want to do that.
I mean, I'd stay a week. I mean, a week long package where you get all that cool stuff. I mean, it's kind of like
not even that long, really. That's like a normal vacation, right?
Yeah, so and it's a vacation where you know you're working. Mm. You know, like your mindset is different.
And it's worth it just to cut out all the resort fees.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but doing a yoga class in the morning and then hopping on the computer and then the executive chef is like,
yeah, talking to the executive chef about my culinary expectations.
I mean, how cool is that?
I'm going to go downstairs after this podcast is over and go talk to the executive chef about my culinary expectations.
Executive
I'll
chef.
I'll let you guys know how that turns out.
We'll see how that goes. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to expect you to make this blue apron tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, I think I'm still the executive chef. It's a fine line, but call him the sous chef. No, we won't do that because it won't go over well. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, that's kind of awesome. Like, does that mean that I'll get a poached egg perfectly prepared every morning?
Eggs Benedict. Oh, I can have eggs. That is the thing I miss the most about traveling right now.
That's like my favorite thing on a cruise.
Every morning.
Eggs Benedict every day.
The fresh fruit. And the fresh fruit. Like I had a chef. I had my personal chef make me breakfast the other morning, but I did not get fresh fruit.
That stinks.
Slackers, yeah.
Slackers. Well, we gotta go all the way to the tropics or Miami in order for that to happen. So, well, that's our show for this week. We want to thank you for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find us on our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. So on behalf of Elizabeth, Sandy, George, Lindsay, and myself, Donna, thank you for joining us. Gotta fly.